Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke, getting down to business.
For ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
Blue checkmark ass fucks.
We know that the best is yet to come. God bless you and God bless America.
You gotta go down the hole.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
The world is fucking burning.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nikola Tesla is my boy.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
What's up, everyone? This is the first episode of the Joint Authority on Conspiracies Association. We are the Jackasses. We had hosts from five different shows come on last night, and we really got into it. It was a fun conversation. We got into everything from politics to my boy Nikola Tesla to, oh, you'll just have to listen and get into it. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor and enjoy the show. This episode is brought to you by our newest sponsor, Jimmy K's Bar and Grill. For all you Gematria fans, it's located at 911 11th Avenue, New Brighton, PA. Our local spot, we're down there all the time. There's great food.
Great service and even better company, man. Come great. Check us out down there. We're down there before and after every show. We spend most nights of the week down there. Come check us out. Bullshit with us. Talk about the pod. Talk conspiracies. We love it. We love interacting with you guys. Go to Jimmy K's.
I would say we're there too much, but I don't think that limit exists. So patronize our sponsor. Head on down to Jimmy K's in New Brighton, PA, and enjoy the show. All right, people. We're having a little meeting of the minds here. I'm Mitch Vuk, host of Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm here with my boy, Sane. He's my co-host.
What's going on, boys and girls?
We have Jack Allen from Conspiracy or Just Coincidence podcast. I love it.
Thank you.
Little golf clap there.
Yeah.
Odd Man from The Odd Man Out. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to be here. Good to be on with you guys.
For sure. Janet from Deplorable Nation. You guys all know her.
What? Janet.
Hey. How's everybody doing?
Great. And last but not least, the boys from the Big Dumb Pod are boys down in Texas. How are you guys doing? Kyle, Pudge.
Howdy, y'all. We're doing good.
Just hanging out.
Good. Good to hear. I'll do a little cheers for any of us that are indulging in
the spirit.
The finer spirit.
Cheers, boys and girls. I'm excited to be here, dude. This is like melting of the minds, like you said. It's gonna be fun.
It's a little group show. I don't know if any of us have done five people. This is the most I've ever had.
So I've had more than five, but not in this setting.
Okay.
That's a whole nother podcast, boys.
Yeah, that might be on another platform. Subscribers for X video. The little working title we have here is the Joint Authority on Conspiracies Association. We're called the Jackasses. That, like I said, that's a working title, but I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's a pretty banging title.
I think it's it's subject to adapt and change as all things are, but for now I think it's perfect.
I think we're riding a little bit on Jack Allen. He's conspiracy.
I know, dude. I'm getting the extra cred with that, yeah. But I don't mind, dude. I'll right. take it.
You might have to adopt that. I don't know. But first I want to say, in the conspiracy game, you tend to lose more friends than you gain. And I just want to say I love you all. I gained all you guys' friends, and that really comes from the bottom of my heart.
Very nice.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, same here, man. I feel like this community is, especially, everyone being at home and stuff. And then, like you said, in the conspiracy world, anyone who just has their mind open to these things, you tend to lose people along the way. Right. And if you can grab some of your friends and be like, come on, come with me, like I did with Puds here. like, it's fun. And then, but you have to reach out to other people and get to, like we've done. Like we're separated by distance, man. And that's the only thing. Like, I'd love to get a beer with you guys and go out and do stuff or, have events and things. But for now, this is the best we can do, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
A party at my house later.
I'll be there. But I hope you guys can stay friends with me. I am wearing my Bernie Revolution shirt. I know we're a little right-leaning here, but...
You have the power vest on your shirt, dude.
Listen, that was
and the I thought I liked off. You.
Listen, that it was a style, and it got me. It really, really got me. And
it's a badge of honor. The badge of honor.
Hey, dude, I'd take Bernie over freaking
Joe Biden
right now, dude.
I know.
I mean, definitely screw the fist on your shirt, but I'll take Bernie any day.
It is what's cool. going
on right now.
I think when Bernie started his presidential campaign in 2015 or whatever, it started out with the right idea for the people, whatever. And then when he got big, he got bought out. They threatened him. They paid him. I don't know. And it's that's what I want to get into. PSYOPs. They control everything that we get into. And what do you guys think about political PSYOPs? Do you think Trump was a PSYOP? Do you think Biden's a PSYOP? What, like, it's hard to describe, but.
Well, I think we could maybe throw it to Oddman just because he's got the kind of the history background. Like, how far does the PSYOP go? Like, how far? I think in order to answer that question, we have to go, like, see how far back that goes. You know what I mean?
Are all politics theater, and how far does that go? You're right.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, on man. I just figured you're the best guy for the answer.
No, man. I mean, I think it at least goes back to Wilson, because he was kind of handpicked to try to implement the League of Nations, you know, by that kind of global cabal, which became the, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, and was already established as the Chatham House and the Royal Institute of International Affairs. So it goes back at least that far. It probably goes back much farther, you know, because you have to think about politics and how long it's been around. You know, it's the, what was it Reagan said? Something about the oldest profession, which is prostitution. It resembles that a lot. So, you know, it's like, which came first? You know, the crooked politician looking for money from the businessman to squeeze the businessman, or was it the businessman who decided to bribe the politician? You know, we'll never know, but, you know, it's, I think it goes really far back. And even before it started, there were probably spies and different people in these administrations trying to change things even without the president knowing. So,
yeah. I guess what's your favorite one?
Favorite PSYOP or favorite president?
Oh, favorite. I get, well, that's
part of getting one
in
this.
Yeah, one in the same.
I don't know, man. People ask me about the presidents, you know, and my kids ask me, other people ask me. I'm like, I don't, you know, just when I think that there's one that was pretty good, then I start finding out more things about him or his administration. And it's, you know, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, like Andrew Jackson, he did some great things, but, you know, he was also, you know, pro-slavery and all that good stuff. So all these guys have their flaws, and we'll probably never know who a lot of them were really loyal to when it comes down to it. But I don't know. Favorite PSYOP, man, I don't know. I mean, the last 5 years has been a hell of a PSYOP, I think. But I think really the last 25 years or something like that. I mean,
amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When 9/11 hit, you know, I think it was just nothing but a PSYOP perhaps since then, or, you know, not everything, but it really seemed to ramp up after that.
I feel you. JFK is one of my favorite presidents. And I think that because he got killed, and if you get killed, you were probably messing with the wrong people, digging into some wrong things, fighting against the machine, if you will. Now I got a JFK portrait up here, if you can see it. But people keep telling me, oh man, he was co-opted too, he was controlled. And I'm like, yeah, to get to that position, you have to be controlled at some point. You have to be bought out at least a little bit. But it really breaks my heart. He's hearing some heroes of my time or
do they Nathan like they, I mean, even as far Lincoln, you can go as far. I mean, those, that assassination was
shit.
Yeah. And not even him. McKinley was after Lincoln, but McKinley's murder, I just read, was doing something. The guy, I forget his name. It was like a European, Eastern European name, but he was killed, or he was caught and then tried 10 days later and given the electric chair 2 days after that. So that doesn't scream that that was an honest assassination attempt. They, you know what I mean? Like when they kill somebody 12 days, I know that the old time was a little bit different, but that's still, look how long it took people to get death row these days. It's like,
well, it's years. Yeah. You know, right. People, everything. Well, I have a question, I guess, just to like, you know, we are the big dumb, so we don't really understand a lot of things as easily as everyone else. But when you say PSYOP, like what could that be? What, I mean, we know it's a psychological operation, but like, what could that entail? Is it, you know, we can't just say a person is a PSYOP or, you know, but I guess maybe we can, I don't know, but can maybe one of you guys or a few guys break that down? Like what is a PSYOP? So that way, as we go forward, we kind of know what we're talking about as far as these events that have occurred.
Hey, can I take this one?
Yeah.
Hey, for me, what it means is that you believe in the narrative that is spun. You believe in what they're selling you, as far as you should trust your politicians. You should believe your politicians because they have your best interest at heart. No matter what party it is, we're going to take care of you. We're going to support you and do the work of the people that elected us. How many politicians have there been, like in my lifetime, since I'm way older? I have never liked politics. I've never been into politics because they're all a bunch of bullshit artists.
True.
So to me, every single person that goes into politics, they may have good intentions at the beginning, and then here comes the bribes, and here comes the, you know, money from the credit card companies or from big tech, Silicon Valley, whatnot. And so your, what they started out to do as far as your interest turns into a complete and total scam and sham on the public. And like all of the politicians now that are, oh my God, big tech is terrible and we should do something about it. And then when you look into it, these politicians are literally getting tons of money or stocks in the company from literally everybody. And so I don't think it takes very long for the good intentions to get twisted.
Right. And it always seems that there is an NGO or a think tank backing these people.
Right.
And that's
right.
What we got into with Oddman whenever we had a conversation with them. And, you know, like with Trump, that's what sold me, is the fact that like his net worth went down by, I believe it was tens of millions of dollars. So I was like, this guy's the real fucking deal. Then you find out he's backed by the CNP, and that, like, that's a complete different rabbit hole to like go down. But
everyone's bought by someone. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Right. When you get to that level,
I think that's what makes like,
no, go ahead,
like
bud.
Even not even just politics, like history, like it's not, I wouldn't call it big history, but look at,
right.
I mean, that's what they do. The Rockefellers and Skull and Bones members started the American Historical Association.
And even right.
Before, so you don't get in unless you promote their history. And then even before that, you had the Catholic Church, the only ones writing the history.
Truth.
And that's a good, like, example right there, man.
Right.
It's like, what? I don't even, that's where I'm like so cynical now, because I don't even know what is real, because it's just, it's
I completely agree, man. That's why I'm starting to think like, fuck, the earth might be flat. I don't know. If NASA can be paid off and all these pictures we're getting could be fake, fuck, I don't know. And it's really, it breaks down everything down your reality. It's hard to deal with.
It's really hard to listen to people talk about things so like finitely, I guess is the best way to put it.
Like absolute,
like, you know, this is
only a Sith deals in absolutes. Shout out Conspiracy Kyle.
But like, I mean, just here, and I like, I'm new to all of this, like 6 months new, maybe a little bit longer, but
he's a baby.
And just hearing so many people I know just like say stuff and like like one of my friends was like, he had COVID and then he got the vaccine and he was like,
super smart. Yeah,
if but anything, why would you do that?
I know. He said it was so terrible. If anything is going to 100% keep him from getting it again, he'll take it. And I was like, bro, like it's not going to 100% keep you from.
But make sure you wear your mask still.
And double mask.
Double mask.
Two shots, then a third shot, which is going to cause all the fucking issues. I thoroughly believe that the third round is going to be like everything that causes like the major, major serious side effects.
But that's the thing, right? Is it's not going to be just three.
It's going to be
yearly, just like they did with the flu vaccination.
Well, I had a friend who got it. She got an email saying, okay, now every 6 months, you got to come back and
see
it.
Yes. Twice a year.
Well, so I had a run-in recently on Twitter with the kind of relating to like the PSYOP stuff. It's the, you know, there's a subsect of the truth community or whatever you want to call it. I know some of you guys like to call it different things, but us people seeking enlightenment
and intelligent community.
Sure. I like that better too, even though we are the big thumb. Nice. but I found a subsect of this group called, and I'm referring to them as the error thing, fake crowd. And man, I started talking to a few of these guys and they seem just so free and like worry free. They have no concerns because to them, everything's a psyop. So they don't even.
That's this guy, man.
That's me, man. I don't believe a goddamn thing.
I mean, is that not a better way to go? Oh.
It is.
Oh my God, man. What?
Who are you?
Odd man put on his quadruple mask and face shield, it looks like.
He is safe now. He is safe.
He looks like a
science is subtle.
Yeah, trust the science. Science.
All this talk, man. All this talk has made me very scared. And so I gotta protect myself, guys.
Yeah, we're on his Zoom call.
Is your COVID butt plug in as well?
No, the vibrator is.
Nice.
Better.
It's all about frequency, man.
We like talk about this all the time about the group that, and not against like everything fake, but I think there's a lot of this, like, he's better at explaining it, but like this infiltration of, I don't know, because I'm like cynical and I don't believe everything, but the fact that, like, as far as like are pandas real, there's crazy things that I think,
yeah, I've been seeing that
they're like a, yeah, it's like they have like a different spin on, and like it's very close to like a lot of theosophy kind of practices, and I'm sure many of them don't like realize that, but I just worry, like, I have to have a grip on something. If I think that everything is totally fake, from pandas to whatever, you know, anytime someone wears purple, like, I think that that's pretty much simplifying everything to a degree that's not true. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't think I could get in on the everything's fake, because I definitely believe in creation.
Yeah.
Which most of y'all might not. I don't know.
I do.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I look at an animal like a panda, you know, like, I think it's real. I mean, I think, you know.
Pandas are a psyop.
Hey, wait. Okay. I've got to interject with this, Puds. So talking about the people who believe that evolution is a thing, and they have been merging humans with different species lately.
Yeah.
And I've talked about that a couple times, where it was mice and humans, and then it was pigs and humans. And then the new story came out where they're monkey and humans.
Yeah,
so if we came from evolution, why are they merging us with monkeys if we already were monkeys?
Right.
Makes no sense.
I have a biology major. Not that that means anything. It's just a piece of paper from someone.
So educated, sir. We must trust you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You are everything a scientist.
I'm a major.
He's a scientist. He went to school for science. He's a scientist. Duh.
Well, I just know what they're trying to push. And like microevolution, how species can change over time. Yeah, I get it. Like it can happen. But humans did not evolve from monkeys. They have, like, that we are separate from them. I don't, like, I'm not one of them people that are like, we were fucking hairy apes in the past, but I think something had to be.
Some people are still hairy apes, but that's beside the point.
That is very true, Janet. That is very true. But I don't know if it was alien DNA being injected in us, interdimensional shit, or God coming down and saying, here's the divine light, you can have free will and all that. But something is different about humans. That's all I know.
Did you guys ever, I mean, it's on HBO or it's in the theaters here in Texas. Did you guys go see Godzilla versus King Kong?
I did.
We saw it the other day.
Yeah. All the Earth, baby.
It was like, I said this the other day on a podcast. I felt like it was the deep state waving at us and giving us the finger at the same time. Like, yeah. Hey guys, yeah. We see what you're doing and you're retarded.
And now that they put it in a sci-fi movie, it's like,
just writing it off. Just say, oh, you saw it in a movie. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But something else, I mean, we can get in the movie if you want and how that relates to the PSYOP conversation, but someone we had on our show, we had Frantic Missy on. I don't know if any of you know her. She's great. She's got a plethora of information. She brought up this whole climate change thing with the carbon and, you know, Dr. Bill Gates blocking out the sun.
Yeah.
That they're trying to bring us back, or the Earth back to the antediluvian climate, in order to revive the Nephilim or something like that. I don't know if that's, you know, necessarily everyone's bag. It was a theory I had never heard before. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Here's my thing, because we just watched an Apple original yesterday, where I know, but you know how they do the predictive programming for movies and TV shows. And so I've talked about this before with Bill Gates blocking out the sun. They're wanting to create a new generation of people that don't need sunlight to survive, or eyesight, basically, because the sun actually helps you see, because light is what refracts off your lens. And so this whole series was based on, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was Jason, what is it, Momoa? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was after a quote, catastrophic event, pandemic, whatever. And everybody on the planet was blind. And so the only way they can read messages is from a, like reading a rope and stuff like that. But it made me think, because blocking out the sun, then you don't have, you know, you don't need the sunlight, you don't need vision, you don't need any of that stuff, because you've already got, you know, Jason Momoa in this new show. You know what I'm saying?
That like ties into like what you're saying with the antediluvian, because Oddman sent me the PDF of this book, and I've only just touched on it, but even David Icke talks about how the Saturn period was this, like, to occultists, was when we were perfect. We weren't male, we weren't female, which is where you get the transhuman, and it was called the golden age.
Right.
And that ties into why they worship Saturn. And so it's an interesting theory that you said, like, to block out the sun, bring back this golden age, which they're clearly trying to do, you know, with the trans agenda and the
When was this golden age?
So Saturn was our sun at that time.
Oh, right. So that's a long time ago.
Right. So there was like some, I mean, if you believe in outer, whatever, but in this.
Theory, yeah. If outer space is.
Right. If it's there, Saturn was our sun. And that's why all these ancient cultures talk about Saturn. So in Saturn worship, because that was our main sun. And it was, and if that, like at that time, Earth was all like like one kind of climate, and it was this, or no, and like every religion everywhere talks about the golden age before something, a cataclysm happened. Right. And that was this time where there was no needs, there was no strife, there was no, and that's like when in Rosicrucianism or Freemason, that was like when the, you know, Lucifer, whoever ruled the earth, was the golden age. when you were not male, not female, and all that stuff like that. So it's just interesting. You said with trying to return to an anti or pre, you know, diluvian.
Yeah, she brought that up, and I had never heard that. So I just, I mean, this was a great opportunity to ask you guys because it kind of blew my mind. I was like, whoa, maybe they're trying to resurrect these giants. I mean, you've been hearing more and more UFO alien stuff, Antarctica in the mainstream, all these things. And, you know, especially with that King Kong movie, like, you know, King Kong's environment is antediluvian, but it's also in the hollow earth, you know, everything's bigger, all these creatures, all these plants and everything. So I just wanted to hear y'all's thoughts. I thought it was pretty interesting, but we can move on from there if you guys want. I just, it came to my head.
There's this author I had on, Gary Wayne. He's a Christian guy, but he's written this book that's like 800 some odd pages long. I think Jack's got the book too. And I never sat completely through and read the thing in order. I always like skip around because it's got so many different interesting things. But the cool thing is he ties the antediluvian period to in with modern day and with secret societies, bloodlines, and all that stuff. But he's got some great information on that. And like, kind of going back to what Jack said about the Saturn being the sun, the theory also I think is that there was some type of electric universe at the time when Saturn was the sun. But the thing is, you know, you can't see the rays of Saturn with the naked eye. So either it was indeed the sun at one time and these people could see the rays, or, you know, it's just something more modern that came about.
You're saying rays, not rings of Saturn?
I'm sorry, rings. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know rings, if it was like emitting. I'm sure it's emitting something. I just wanted to clarify. I didn't know.
No, no, thank you. No, you're right. And yeah, I guess if it was closer to us, maybe it did emit rays. But yeah, the rings. So you can't see the rings with the naked eye. So I'll almost wonder if some of these things weren't more modern theories since we've, you know, developed telescopes and different things like that.
Dude, just as you said,
right there, yeah.
The electric sky. There's this thing in the 1800s in France that it was a fashion craze. They advertised they're electrical hats. So what they were was like women would have hats, and then a piece of copper would hang on the ground to ground the electricity, and men had the same hats too. They were so, like, why would people be wearing electrical proof hats so you wouldn't be electric? I was just thinking.
That sounds like some Tartaria shit, right?
It is. It definitely is. But yeah, but why?
These the original tinfoil hats?
I kind of do. Yeah, exactly.
They were onto something.
But I just, because you said that, man, the electrical sky, that's what it made me.
That's really interesting because my wife works at this cancer center and like, they've developed these hats that people can wear if they have certain types of brain cancers, and they emit some kind of electrical, you know, sensations, pulses in the brain there. And they have to wear them like 18 hours a day, but yeah, it gives them at least 2 years extra life if they have terminal brain cancer usually. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right offhand, but I can send you. I'll find the name and I can send that to you.
That's super interesting. I mean, I think we all kind of have the hunch that they might already have the cure for cancer, but they're slow rolling all these treatments.
Yes,
didn't
they
Biden
do.
Say recently that we're going to cure cancer in his administration or something?
Yeah, and it's funny because they've had the cure for cancer for a very long time.
The cure for cancer is the right diet and exercise. Like if you alkalize your body, they say it can only live in an acidic environment, right? I don't know. If you have the right diet, and only processed food.
I gotta stop drinking so much beer.
It's
then.
Because it's all the bullshit they put in our food these days, and like
exactly,
I
all the chemicals.
I gobble that shit up. I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. It is. Like, it is delicious and nutritious.
There's. There's so much, but you know, like McDonald's, Taco Bell, and fucking all this shit. Even like raw meat you buy at the store has all this bullshit.
Hormones and
all of that, and all
antibiotics
adding up together to just wreck your body compared to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Jack, you said something earlier. I wanted to. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good.
I was just gonna. You said something about Tartaria. I feel like that's something that I feel like we've all kind of tried to touch on, but it's such a vast topic. It goes so deep. Maybe, I mean, when we were talking earlier about like psyops and how far back it goes, maybe that's it, or Atlantis or something like that. But with Tartaria, I mean, I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. Like, I know you're coming out with an or you just did, Jack, or you're about to, a new episode kind of on like Tartaria in America and things like that.
I mean, I don't know if like, I said, like, there's some people that are way like Tartaria, and I don't even like call it that yet. But I think that there, it's pretty clear like history has been manipulated. So I think either our history is much shorter, because I did an episode on the Dark Ages being inserted. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I can talk like pretty certain that they added those 300 years, but it might go even further than that. Cause like I said, they only wrote the history in the 1400s. And there's, I was telling Odd Man, like, ancient documents or manuscripts that they find, they're not that old, and not only that, they're written with no vowels. So the word BLD could be blood, it could be bled, it could be boiled, etc. So you can see how there is like little like human did it. So like there's just too much, like how all the expos in America were ancient Roman buildings, you know, those world fairs. Like, yeah, they would be built in 2 years. It makes no sense. There was no roads. They were on horses, but yet they could build these things. And even at them, for technology-wise, they had cell phones in 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair. So
wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Dude. Yeah, have you ever seen
Have you ever seen
the old video? It's like these women leaving a factory, and it's like a grainy video, and they look like they're talking on phones. Have you ever seen that? Like,
no, what the
fuck?
Well, you can look it up. But basically, though, in this World's Fair, they had, with probably like Tesla technology, they were able to show, they had somebody on the, like, it was like a five-mile-long fair, and someone on the other side, you could, without a wire, you could listen and talk to them.
Hmm.
And they even had fax machines, like, and all this stuff. So, like, and that was 1904. So, you know, by 1915 they perfected that, and you, like, we just, it would be so easy to change our history, dude. Like, that's what the point of it is. Like,
yeah,
you take your the elders, mm-hmm. you put them, like, right at this time in the 1850s, the rise of psychiatric hospitals, which are in beautiful buildings, which make very little sense. You put them mm-hmm. in there, you send the kids to forced education, like they did with the natives in like Canada and stuff. Now they forget, it's over. So you just lost all of that knowledge, and you can teach them whatever you want.
Yeah, it's right. Like, I know Tesla specific. I did a huge study on him when I was in college. I was writing a play about him. It was fun. Yeah, for my senior project, I had to write a one-man show where I play Tesla. Professor said it was shit, that I was lying. So I didn't end up doing it, but I still have it. I was taking quotes from his research.
We want to see this.
Yeah, we want to see that.
I'll do the show. Maybe we'll produce it. That'd be fun. Basically, I was looking for quotes from his diaries, from his journals, his research, all of this stuff. And there, he has this whole diary entry about he's predicting with his technology and the things he knows that one day we'll be able to send messages across the ocean to a device that fits in your hand, and you can get pictures and audio and video. And but he'd use different words, obviously, for what the time he was in. I mean, he basically predicted the iPhone in 1920, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or even before that. And it's great, because that's what he was working on, was that kind of mass communications, mass free energy, unleashing the power of the planet. And I mean, just, he was so ahead of his time. And that was another big stepping stone for me getting into this kind of stuff, was Tesla. I mean, have you guys seen the movie that just came out? I think it's on Hulu. It's with Ethan Hawke. It's called Tesla.
Yeah.
It's a biopic. It's like an indie film with Ethan Hawke playing Tesla. You guys, I mean, it's very low budget, but very well
made.
You guys should check that out. It was pretty accurate to a T as far as like his life story goes, but it goes so much deeper. His death rays, his water. He came up with water powered things, hydroelectric, free energy. I mean, he was so ahead of his time. And
but you know, I think that's so important to like remember things like that, and the work that he did, because the Earth is magnetic energy source. And there are so many things you can do. And why would they be arresting like people in their garages that are able to produce, you know, energy and power and stuff like that? It's because it's a huge racket, because
all the money
that, yeah, it's the money and the people that are behind these corporations, just like, you know, the Carnegie Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds, you know, all these Tesla, people in history. Yeah.
Tesla, it was JP Morgan.
And, right.
He was because Tesla was a competitor with Thomas Edison. And actually they were partners at one point. And then once, you know, Tesla kind of showed up Edison, like at those world's fairs, at those big events, JP Morgan was actually, you know, leaning towards investing into Tesla's company, Westinghouse and all of that. And once he said, I have this huge project I'm working on, it's going to be great. You'll be able to, how he sold it was, you'll be able to read stocks in the European market here in New York.
Right.
And JP Morgan's like all about that. And what he did from there was he went and created that the Wunderwerf Tower or something like that, to give people free energy. And right. So Morgan was like, what are you doing with this? What is this thing where, you know, I gave you this money, show me what you're done. And he's like, and when Tesla showed him, he was like, how are you going to run that through a meter? Like, right. How are you going to charge?
JP Morgan said, wait, we're not going to make money on this. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's where what goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. It goes back to money, bribes, you know, people, if it was for us, they wouldn't let us do it or have it or anything like that.
Right.
You have to make a dollar off of it.
You know? I was going to say there always has to be somebody that profits and profits in a big way. And that's how you get, you know, the power industry, the gas industry, the electricity energy cooperatives and things like that. It's because there always has to be somebody that makes billions off of what you do. You can't do, and that's why they've never introduced cancer cures or anything like that, because
it's a $1 trillion industry.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical industry stands to lose so much money that they would go bankrupt and go under, and then you would have no market for that anymore. So that's why they do it.
And just like you said, the world, like the technology thing at the World's Fair, they had gas, steam, and electric powered cars all on the show, and boats.
Right.
So just like Janet said, they had probably all this technology, God knows how long ago, but how could you ensure you have 80 years of money? You don't release it until it's like well thought out.
Are they still doing World Fairs? Are they still happening?
The last one was, they changed in 1915. That was the last one, like in San Diego. Again, all these places were temporary, but yet they'd clear 700 acres and build 300 beautiful Roman buildings for temporary in 2 years.
Meanwhile, real quick.
Years, it was frozen in Chicago, but they did it.
It and takes them 3 years to fix my road outside my house.
But exactly. Yeah. And then in 1960, they did the one in New York. That's where those UFOs from Men in Black are. Do you remember? Yeah. Do you ever
see those two statues? Yeah.
So they switched it. They did future, and it like changed, and they were never the same. But
interesting.
Yeah, they did one here where I live in '83. I was just a little kid, but they have the Sun Sphere, and it's like that whole area for years was just like nothing but bums and, you know, just the worst of the worst. And they've tried to fix it up a couple of times. It's pretty decent area now because there's an event center
down
right
in
there.
Tennessee. I've been to that. I went to Knoxville and saw that. That's crazy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was going to mention real quick before I forget, it was months ago, but I did a couple shows on Freemasonry, and I can't remember which book I read it in, but it went into detail about how Albert Pike had a cell phone that he kept in a case that he could communicate to other very high level ranking Masons with. And it was like this hush hush thing, but you know, I think it might've been Born in Blood. I can't remember which book now, but anyway, it sounded plausible. And I guess it was something that they tried to keep hush hush, but you would think that they would have, you know, speeded that tech up a long time ago and made a lot of money out of it. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, cell phones came out, what, in the 90s? There might have been a few prototypes in the 80s or something. But Jack's saying 1905. Like, that's 90 years earlier.
Here's another, like, kind of technology thing. Like, I do a lot of 3D printing for, like, work and stuff. I mean, I do it for myself as well, but I kind of got into it through work, like carpentry and all that. But I was
might hit you up.
Yes, we can talk off air. But you know, it's even 5 years ago, it was thousands of dollars to get into it as an independent person without being in a part of a company or anything like that. And you know, now it's, you can buy one for $200 and you know, you're ready to go. But the technology has been around since the 70s. That's 50 years ago. I mean, what if they had what we have now on the consumer market? You know, these shitty fucking printers that break down, made in China. They just, you know, melt plastic into a shape that you want. I mean, imagine what they have now. I mean, they're probably printing organs, people.
Yeah, that's why when people bring up the clone theory, I'm like, fuck, dude. They told me they cloned a sheep named Dolly in 1992 or whatever. They were definitely cloning people by now.
But think about 3D printing on like the microscopic scale, like with CRISPR. Like they're, you know,
slicing 100%.
Slicing DNA. I mean, they could 3D print any. They probably have replica. All right, so
you think in my vaccine?
Yeah, I had a teacher in high school who said science fiction is science reality in 20 years or 10 years or whatever it is. Right. You know, he was telling us that, you know, he said when I was in high school, he was predicting shit that's coming true now. And he also said, you know, they'll be able to, with nanotechnology and 3D printing, they'll be able to build things molecule by molecule. And you'll eventually in your house, you'll have a replicator like in Star Trek. You can just type in and it won't just do food. It'll do an iPad. It'll do any kind of technology or thing you want. And you know, with nanotechnology especially, that goes back to vaccines, that goes back to modifying people, cyborgs, transhumanism. I mean, this technology they have, even if you discount the possible alien technology aspect of it, just what we have made, with, you know, they're way ahead. So that could, you know, and we were talking about this the other night, like when you get into like spirituality, interdimensionals, higher orders and things like that, it could just be science that we don't consider science yet. Magic and science, they're all one.
Futuristic stuff, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just things we don't have the rules for. If the universe is mathematical, then there's a way to recreate anything, you know?
You talking blue beam right now?
Huh?
I said, are you talking blue beam right now?
Blue beam? I don't know. You guys saw that QR code they had in China, right?
I did. I saw that.
With the drone. What'd that do?
It was a scannable QR code. It was an ad that they put up in the sky over a major city. I don't know if it was in China or Japan, but it was drones. Like, so basically they're pixels.
Right.
So if you put pixels, like, you know, right now I'm looking at you guys and you're all pixels on a screen. If they can do that in the sky with a few hundred drones, imagine what they could do with a couple million drones.
Yeah,
and it was for you guys that didn't see it, it was a scannable code where you could download a video game.
What?
So imagine they put that kind of QR code up in the sky to download literally anything.
Kung Fu.
Yeah. Kung Fu fighting.
Yeah, they could make anything appear in the skies that they want to, in my opinion, and they can make anything disappear in the skies that they want to, in my opinion. That's why people talk secret space program, these giant ships flying around, and I'm like, they might have cloaking devices that I can't see. I don't know,
right?
You know,
yeah, I think that's definitely possible. So, I think there's also a bunch of grifters in that secret space program.
We're good.
Yeah.
That led to my next question. How much within the conspiracy realm, how much of it is, you know, what's the difference between a grifter and a psyop? Or
not much.
It's the same thing, man.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And how, and it's in, with the internet and online. I mean, for all we know, I mean, we can't see Jack right now. He could be, you know, sitting there with an FBI agent.
We don't know for a fact, Jack.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
And he's just butt ass naked.
Oh, he's just naked. That's a psyop too. You know.
Watch it.
Poor Jack.
You're almost like baiting me to turn on my camera, but I look like Giorgio Tsoukas with my hair today. So,
and that's a problem. Well, and that's then you know, like we said, it goes back to what are they showing you on TV and on the internet and things like that? Ancient right. aliens. That's getting a lot of people right. into it, but how much of that, as we all know, the CIA is notorious for in their PSYOP programs. Mm-hmm. Putting seeing a little bit of tidbit of truth in there and then discrediting the whole thing, like with right. Adam, you they, and all of that.
They it's add like, those false facts just like they did in fucking King Kong versus Godzilla to be like, oh, that's crazy, you know, because that truth is tied in with that false fact that they make that mental connection with, and they're like, ah, that's all fake, you know.
Do you remember the part mm-hmm. it's a Kyle Chandler, which whom I've met before, where he's talking to his daughter, the girl from Stranger Things, and he's like, you got to stop listening to those podcasts. You need to be in school. And dude, I mean, that just, I looked at him in the theater and I was like, they're talking to us, dude. I mean, that was just a clear shout out to all of us in this room right now. I mean, it was so fun. I mean, it was fun, you know, it was a good time, but I was,
they were definitely poking at us though. I was watching with my girlfriend. She kept turning at me and be like, oh my God, they said Hollow Earth. And I'm like, yeah, I know they did. They're fucking putting it right out in front for us. But
yeah. And it came out of nowhere. Cause
that's literally the whole time we would look over and just be like, the whole movie. Like,
it's a giant troll job.
What were you going to say, Oddman?
I can't remember if we talked about it when I talked to you guys before, but there was a book in the late 60s. It was like Report from Iron Mountain, and it was put out as like a book, not a fictional book. It was put out like the real deal, and it got really popular, and it had all these, it was supposed to be someone from a government inside source, like, you know, deep state type deal, and he was revealing all this stuff. And
in the book, he was revealing things in the book.
Right. Yeah. All these different secrets, supposedly. And then when it got really, there was a controversy, of course, with it. And then he claimed supposedly that, no, he was just making these things up. But everything you put in there, pretty much almost everything's come true. And you can find like free PDFs of it on the internet. But there was one where he said that they had, I don't know if he said it was the CIA, if it was NASA, who it was, but anyway, I can't remember now, they had a backup plan in case the people ever got too out of hand to fake an alien invasion to bring the people together, you know, which it would, I'm sure, because, you know,
together in slavery,
right, well, yeah, but like 9/11, you know, people came together kind of after right. that for a little while anyway.
That's the definition of blue beam, to fake
hence
new world order together.
Hence the movie Independence Day.
Yeah.
Right? With exactly. Will Smith.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I think even Ronald Reagan mentioned alien invasions a couple of times in his speeches.
Yeah.
So
he said, imagine what humanity would be if we would work together if we were faced with a foreign invasion by an alien invader or something like that.
And they tried to kill him.
That could that's be true. Up, though. You never, you know.
That was one of his clones that got shot. Don't worry.
I mean, yeah. I mean, with Blue Beam, that's one of those things. I'm like, man, I don't know. That's one of those things I'm still on the fence on. I haven't done enough. And I mean, right. Shout out to Oddman and Jack. Like, I can't read, so I count on you guys to read for me, and I appreciate it, because, I mean, like I said, I'm talking about King Kong versus Godzilla, which was just monsters fighting each other for the sake of fighting.
Amen.
They fought together, Kyle.
Yeah, they joined up, spoiler alert. But you guys have, like, this vast knowledge of these actual documents and texts, so I do want to say thank you for that, because it helps me know that I'm not just talking out of my ass, which I am half the time. But when I had an argument with my brother the other day,
oh god,
and like I was able to go through like things that I've listened from y'all's shows and other researchers who are, you know, genuine researchers, and it just helps the rest of us out. So I just want to say thank you for that.
For sure. The more you pick from these guys that are doing super great research, like Oddman and Jack and these other guys, like, you'll learn one or two things every time you listen to them, and you can pull them out and you can gain knowledge. That's what it's all about. Learning something, right? Looking for the truth.
We just have the gift of gab, man. We just spew it out. Those guys are doing the hard work on the front line.
I don't have any gifts.
Yeah.
Well, I need more of the gift of gab, because I think I get boring sometimes. But
hey, man, your episode with No Facts was great. I'm trying to get a lot of the podcasting community doesn't know about Adam Curry. And that's a shame. I mean, I didn't know about him.
The Podfather?
It's the Podfather. And he has a show.
What don't you know
Mo
about
Facts? And it's, I mean, Mo is just a fantastic researcher. So smart. Such an interesting perspective. And y'all's episode together was great. Oh, bye, Jack.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, Jack left.
See you, Jack.
Sorry, dude.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, he was really cool. He actually, somebody tagged he and I in a post on Twitter and said, you should do a show together. And then Mo sent me a message. Hey, let's do a show. And I was like, what? That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
So dude, I was pretty lucky, I think, to get that. And yeah, I mean, I've been lucky, man. Cause I really haven't even tried to get most of the people on that I've had on. I have a couple, but it just kind of fell into my hands. And so I was just going to do the show by myself forever. The way I got Isaac Weishaupt on, and this was he was my first guest, it was so weird, man. So it was Instagram, right? He was doing a video, live video, and I was just going to watch it. And it said something like press watch or something. I thought that I had to press it to watch it, because I've watched live videos before. It was press to join. So all of a sudden I'm sitting in the car, my kid's in jujitsu, and I'm just sitting in the car, got the phone in my lap looking down. And he's like, hey, dude. He's like, I think I'm supposed to be on your show soon. And I was like,
okay,
think so, but I would love to have you on. He's like, oh, I think he had me mixed up with Jack, because he was supposed to be on with Jack. He already had that lined up. And so I talked for like a minute with him, and he's like, just give me your email and we'll set up a time. And that's how I got him on.
That's awesome, man. That's what it's all about, making these connections.
Right.
We're all big old family.
You know, something we're trying to do, not only like, because, you know, when we got into this, I didn't think it was going to be like a conspiracy oriented show, but that's just kind of where it fell, which is fine, because I don't get to talk about this stuff outside of the podcast, you know. Right. So it's a good outlet. But, you know, we're working on trying to get more like business owners in, experts in certain fields, because everyone like has something that you don't know that is maybe kind of hidden knowledge in some sense, or something like that, or relates to something going on in the culture or anything like that. So we're going to try to branch out in that direction while still maintaining this, because the more people the more audiences and walks of life we can reach out to, the more, and it's not always conspiracy. It's just like, we're being lied to. Like Mo, I don't think Mo Facts is a conspiracy theorist, quote unquote, but he's just someone who saw the lies, especially directed at the Black community. And he had to say something about it. And so it kind of led him toward this spiritual journey that he's on. And, you know, and I think anybody can take that journey, because it's not about like, oh, 9/11 animal human hybrids and stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, it goes to the mind, the information war, the spiritual warfare. And I think anybody from all walks of life can get in on that, which is why, like I was bringing up Mo, I mean, he's got such an interesting perspective, because he didn't start from a conspiracy point of view. He started from a, hey, something's not right here with what the media and the other Black leaders are telling me. I need to look into this. You know what I mean? And I think the more people that can do that, the more this true great awakening will happen. Cause it's easy for people to be like, oh, you're 9/11, but that's okay. That's not a good stepping stone for them. Maybe it's like they're a banker and you're like, do you know about the Fed, what the Federal Reserve does?
Exactly. Everyone has something to teach you, and then you have something to teach everyone. No meeting in your life has no meaning. You know, their experiences all have meaning. Mm-hmm. So I think you just got to spread the knowledge and see if you can gain some knowledge from other people. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
I agree. Yep. And there's so many people that have so many. That's why I love doing like interviews with everyday people, because they have so many different takes on how things have affected them and what made them actually like, you know, have their moment when they're like, holy crap, this has all been bullshit that I've been told. And I love those kind of interviews, because everybody is affected in a different way. And right. I'm just going to say, I think our community is fantastic, because the more people that you reach and the more people share information within the community, there's more people that will message and be like, oh my God, like I totally have a story for you. Right. Like you got to hear me out. And I love that.
It's all about getting a couple sheep to stray away from the herd, I guess.
I mean, that's what our Absolutely. Podcast is about. It's about what first sent you down the rabbit hole, and then we explore.
Exactly.
That's what we want to know.
But that's the entire premise behind our show.
Each person's fall into the truth. We want to know how it happened and how we can add to that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, even if, you know, like even some crazy wacko, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracies that, you know, have no validity, they're at least fun to talk about.
Exactly.
It's fun to theorize, you know, okay, well, what if, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
What if the earth's flat, Kyle? What if it is?
Yeah, what if the earth is flat? Okay, would that affect you? No, I mean, no. Changing.
It might.
Now it's, and then it
exactly.
kind of leads, that kind of leads you to like, well, if he believes it's flat and I believe it's round and it doesn't make a difference either way, then, you know, I should just like leave him alone and or be friends or whatever and not hate this person because, you know, I've been told they're crazy. You know, it's like, how do you, it's, and I think that maybe goes back to simulation theory or some, you know, because anything can be true, you know, if enough people believe it.
Exactly.
Consensus right. on the truth.
If enough consciousness is pushed I'm sure we all, out there, it's probably going to become real. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure we all believe something that's one particular thing to be true about a certain topic. But I bet we can find 4, 5, 6, 10 other people in our immediate circles who believe the exact opposite.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But we both consider it truth. And right. how does that might affect how you talk about things or interact with the world, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't change you living your life, you know?
Yeah. And for me, it's about like getting people to actually think. So it's not about you have to agree with me or you have to think the way I do, as long as you think. And that's all it is to me. Is when you find that ability to critically think again.
Critical thinking's dead.
That's, well, you know, it is, because a lot of people don't focus on that. But like, even when I was teaching, that was my thing, is anything, any homework was always critical thought and tell me why something is and what would happen if blah, blah, blah. And so to me, that is the most important thing, is to get people, not necessarily to your side, but just to get people to think. Amen. And to rationalize, like, was what I was told true, or could there be other possibilities? So that's my goal.
I think that's a good place to wrap up the Joint Authority on Conspiracies. Conspiracies,
yeah,
mostly place. Just about trying to make people think critically and question things, you know?
Right.
So I love you guys. This was great.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
I know a few other people that might be interested in joining. I mean,
yeah,
you guys saw the Union of the Unwanted at the beginning. There was
never
like
heard of them.
5, 6 people. And the last time I checked, I mean, they had like their Zoom screen was like 30 people. I think
right.
Odd Man, weren't you? Have you been on the Union of the Unwanted?
Yeah, I was on there a few weeks ago, and it was like, I had no idea how, because I'll be honest, I've listened to a couple of the shows, but I'm not a regular listener. But there was like 30. Yeah, it was about 30 people on there.
I mean, they had Hotep Jesus on. They had, you know, all different corners of the truther you know,
right.
conspiracies.
Right.
The more the merrier. If you have it was great. A couple so, more people, they can
I think us doing this order. Is a great way, you know, just we're not trying to, you know, screw them or like say,
oh, no.
here we come.
Just talking in a group. That's it.
We're just having fun. Yeah. I think that's what I mean, because you get to share ideas. Our audiences get to come together.
Exactly.
Right.
So, that's I mean,
pollination,
it's fun. I love our working title. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It well, could change in the future. Who knows? But
no, I just like want to say that we are coming for you, Ricky Verandas and Sam. And we're going.
There you go. Podman called you out. He's coming for you.
Hey, I'm gonna put in my two cents real quick. Oddman and I don't know each other well, but I do stalk him on Twitter, so there you go.
Very cool.
All right,
hey,
I'm making friends here.
I just assumed we all knew each other, but
yeah,
Oddman, this is Janet. Janet, this is Oddman.
Hello, Janet, it's nice to meet you.
All right, guys, I had a great time. Maybe we can set this up at least once a month or something. You know,
that works for me.
I'll see you on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah. And hey, I also want to work on maybe getting some live stream stuff going, like interacting with fans, taking Q&As. I don't know if any of you have experience in that, but we got to maybe work on something like that. And also, I've had discussions with some other podcasters about maybe like a joint Discord where we can bring our fans together to chat and talk and, you know, I'm not opposed to everyone having their own Discord, but I think a group Discord might be kind of fun.
I have a
permaban for life.
You're permaban. Join Sphinx. It's like
I am permaban. Discord, except you
get paid in Bitcoin. You get paid in Bitcoin.
Okay. So. Well, Mitch, thanks for putting this all together, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
no problem, guys. We'll
thank you.
We'll hit you up in May. We'll get back together.
Sounds good.
Have
a good Saturday.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Hard hands.
Have a good one.
Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
That was a blast. I had a lot of fun. The Joint Authority is going to be meeting at least once a month, and we're going to be adding some new faces to this as well. You'll just have to keep checking in on all of our shows. We're going to post it everywhere. You can find all the information for anybody that was on the pod in the show notes. Go check us all out. Check our shows out. There's good content out there. You just got to go looking for it. Take it away, Mulder.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.